Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5. Glad you could join us. So much to talk about. We had the U.S. team on Friday. U.S. win 2-0 over Australia. We had the Astros taking another 2 out of 3. Their third straight series win, and it is on. Okay? We got that going on. All the World Cup action. Glenn Davis joins us at 8 o'clock to talk about that, to talk about the U.S. win and everything else going on at the World Cup. Did you see the orange walk from Rice to Houston Stadium?
Yeah, Mason was part of it.
No way.
Yeah. He got went up. Yeah, he doesn't care anything about soccer, but he cares about, like, experiences. And he said, earlier in the week, he had said, I want to go. There's going to be a Dutch walk. And then he just kind of cooled on it. He didn't talk. And after my nasal procedure, I got home on Friday, and I told him, hey, because I had talked to my anesthesiologist, had gone to the match, Portugal. I can't remember who Portugal played in the first game where they had a draw. But he was talking about how incredible it was. And I said, Mason, you need to go to that. Because I saw videos also. Dave Portnoy is posting videos of Scotland and the Netherlands. And, and I saw the walk, and I saw what it looks like. And I said, Mason, you absolutely have to go to that. And sure enough, he woke up early. He was up at like 6:45 in the morning, and he got down there to Rice, and was part of it. It was really cool. He said it was incredible, just absolutely incredible.
That is awesome.
And I went to the match. It's my first ever World Cup match, but going to the match is great. There's a lot of people in there, but it's not. I don't think it's comparable to what you're getting when you're part of the pregame stuff and the walk like that. That's on a different level.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
So how was the – you went to the match? How was it?
Went to the match. We didn't get rained on too bad. You know, so I had had this – been talking about this nasal procedure the night, but it was a pretty hardcore because I had a deviated septum that I had fixed, and then, you know, the balloon sinuplasty with Dr. Kaplan, who sponsors Glenn Davis, who will join us at 8 o'clock. And so, you know, for you, like, your recovery takes a little while, but one of the things you have is some nose bleeding, and I just, like – I just said, don't care. I'll just jam some, toilet paper inside my nose, and I'm going. I'm not missing this. It actually wasn't too bad, and it was unbelievable. The Swedish fans probably were about 20 to 25% of the stadium, and they were about a good 50% of the noise. They were unbelievable with their chants and everything. Now, they got the living crap kicked out of them, and the Netherlands fans were really good, too. The Mexico fans were pretty good as well. There are plenty of fans with Mexico jerseys, and so I think Mexico and U.S. jerseys were about 8% of the crowd. About 70% were orange, and then the rest of it was probably Swedish. And it was a great atmosphere. I mean, once you start, it's a soccer match. So, but the festivity, the pomp and circumstance before, and you see it on TV. It's really cool, but just. You know what's weird, John, is that, and Chris Solis and I were both talking about this. You know, it's, and actually I talked about this with the anesthesiologist. At NFL or college football games, unfortunately, you have opposing fan bases, and sometimes it turns rowdy and people can start fighting and all that. For some reason, World Cup fans are just, they're just happier people. They're happy to be over. You don't see a bunch of fights. You see fans interacting fine between nations, and it's like it's not really a thing. Now, you go to a Premier League or whatever, oh, yeah, you're still going to see clashes between fans or whatever. But World Cup fans are just generally in a good mood, so it's you're getting the best of the experience because you don't have a bunch of a-holes, you know, screaming at people in the stands trying to start fights and stuff like that. It was none of that.
Oh, so there were no Nick jerseys.
No, there were no Nick jerseys.
No Nick jerseys.
Now, okay. I don't know if you saw the guys from Australia who are taunting U.S. people with some of their chants. Did you see these guys?
The what? What people?
The Australian fans
No.
There was like two or three guys that were doing chants about U.S. fans.
Okay.
And this guy goes, he's walking next to a guy who's dressed up like Uncle Sam. He goes, he is one of yours. Well, I'm not doing an Australian accent right, but he goes, he is one of yours. Jeffrey Epstein is one of yours. And the guy goes, well, okay, wait. And then he goes, you're fat. He was just screaming, you're fat, to people in the stands as a chant. But no, it's the experience was really great. And now that you have Cape Verde with another tie, that matchup against Saudi Arabia really has some meaning. So I'm glad we were able to get that those tickets as well and go experience that one. But
Cape Verde. Glenn Davis brought that to the table first, Cabo Verde. But it's on the back of their of their uni. So
yeah, it's everywhere. And so he was saying it right. Everyone else, the rest of America, was saying
kits,
it wrong.
On the back of their kits.
That's right. Yeah. Okay, so I'm curious, and we're going to get to the Astros. Don't worry, because the Astros are just very quietly putting together three straight winning series. When did you become a fan of watching international soccer at the World Cup level? Because there was a time where you didn't care at all. You'd make fun. Everyone is in that stage. Everyone in America always started that way. Jim Rome kind of got everyone. You're playing kickball. Orange slices and kickball. But eventually, a lot of people will eventually, you catch the bug at some point. When did you catch it?
Probably last World Cup. The France and Argentina game was...
Oh, so it wasn't even a U.S. match?
No. What was there? Pochettino is tied for the most wins by a coach in U.S. history already. He's got two. What? When would you have been? Oh, man, I can't stop watching U.S. soccer.
So we were in this studio. That was when we were at 1560 when Landon Donovan scored a late goal to move.
Who, by the way, his hair is fantastic.
Oh, my gosh.
Now.
Did that Turkish thing work for him?
The best. What did they tweet? So if you saw Landon Donovan's hair before, it was his hair on the World Cup coverage was the worst hair ever.
Well, he had it
shaved.
His
hair looks great.
He had it shaved in the back like he had just had the procedure done.
And somebody tweeted the difference between the two pictures and said this is the greatest Turkish contribution to the World Cup.
Up to this point,
Up to this point.
Yeah. He didn't go to Turkey.
He didn't?
He didn't?
He's got what you would call like a system where they shaved the sides to match whatever length you want, and then they like lather glue on top of your head. Wow. And then put it down.
He's a chiphead.
He talked about it.
He didn't go to Turkey.
Oh, so that's not even...
So that's why he had the shaved head like that, huh?
Yeah. I think he was going through different options, but he decided not to go to Turkey.
But it was on TV like that.
Well, when I went to Doc Linville, they shaved it down, too, and did it that way, too.
Yeah, for him, it is...
Maybe he went to Doc Linville. You don't know.
He's talked about it. He went to something you can peel off your head if you want. And you got to go to a barber, whoever you went to, and they'll fix it up for you for the next go-round.
See, I thought it looked kind of like a rug. There's certain, it doesn't look as natural as...
It doesn't look natural.
At all. The actors, now, actors, when they get it, Tom Brady's? Forget about it. Tom Brady had his way back in the day, and you would never know.
Mm-hmm. All right, so... So anyway, I didn't catch the fever from the U.S. I caught the fever from, I was watching that whole World Cup, the last World Cup. I don't know. Now it's so much better that the U.S. not only competitive, but the U.S. is good. I mean, it is a different deal now. I think a lot of people are this World Cup will turn a lot of Americans into soccer players.
I totally agree. This is the biggest. If they can, they're going to get through. If they can win even just one match in the next round, it will have such a massive impact on youth soccer, on soccer because it's like a fun team for us to get behind. There's guys who are creative. There are guys who are fast, like they look athletic. Balogun, you've got a guy who came and basically it was a huge. The story is this guy who's this tremendous striker, and I think Dale maybe has talked about this before. It was a recruiting process where. He could have played for three different nations, and the U.S. was able, and I know the fan base was hardcore in trying to get him over, and it's made all the difference.
Well, his mom said Well, for those of you who don't know the story, Balogun's mom came here while she was really pregnant.
Yeah.
And then they wouldn't let her leave. They wouldn't let her get on a plane. So she had Balogun here. And she told him, there's a reason that you were born in the U.S. And so he joined, and he said, that's why I joined this team.
Like it was destiny, right?
It was destiny that he'd be on this team. And he said, I've never looked back. So that's, which is awesome. This team, so it'll be interesting to see. We got to ask Glenn, how do you approach this Turkey game now that it's a meaningless game? But we saw a lot at the end of Friday's game. We saw a lot of guys in the game that were, you know, he just kept throwing in guys.
Anyone on a yellow card, they were getting out of there.
Yeah. And so it was cool. It was, it'll be interesting to see how they approach it this week, and we'll talk to Glenn Davis about all of that.
Dale, yellows don't carry over to the next round, though, right?
I don't think they
carry over to the knockout.
You don't carry them over, but if you pick up a yellow in the final game while you're already on one, you will be suspended for your knockout round game.
Oh, so that's why he had to get guys.
Yeah,
out
now they'll be wiped clean after that, but you would miss the game.
Yeah, so that's why you had to get those
guys. So if he doesn't play anybody
out
with a yellow card on Thursday, then nobody can be, nobody will be suspended for that game.
Correct, unless they pick up a red.
And if somebody picks up a yellow, they are for sure going to be out of there. At least a starter.
You can't risk that then. That'll be interesting. We'll ask Glenn Davis about it. You can't risk that. You can't risk it. Not if you've got a yellow right now, right? You just can't risk it.
I got home, like my procedure, I didn't get home until about 1:50, and I just couldn't wait to see that match. I couldn't wait because it's like, finally, the U.S. has a team where I'm thinking, I'm not on board with they're going to win the World Cup. I haven't gotten there yet. But just having somebody competitive in this, now the next stage is getting cool cheers and not having these lame-ass cheers. And if you can just get to better cheers, if you could just do something like the march that they, like the Orange have, or some of those, everyone else has got such great stuff they do. I watch it all, and I'm just like, God, why can't we have that? Did you see? I sent Dell a video we can play where two guys are kind of making fun of, you know, this is what cheers for other countries sound like, and this is what American cheers are like. Oh, my gosh. It felt so real.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, we are going to win this game. You better watch out, guys. Stuff like that. It was, oh, my gosh. All right, let's get to the Astros. Yordan, 25th home run yesterday, John. He's on pace for over 50 right now. The Astros are now four?
They are, what do you mean
four? No, it's four. They're five under, yeah. They're at the magic five.
Five under.
They're at the magic five. Every time they get here.
They haven't been able to get to this
point. They get roughed
up.
They rough up the suspect a little bit, and then the opposition does, and then they have to climb their way back to five. But they have won three consecutive series, 2-1, 2-1, 2-1.
And one of the stories from the week, well, first of all.
Josh Hader right now is balling out.
Yeah. Well, and he's got some competition with Mike Burrows now moving. Well, he didn't move into the bullpen because Mike Burrows is actually going to start in Toronto, which I thought, my.
Is he an opener?
He's good. You know what? Kai Wei Tang is great. Let's just stay with a five-man rotation. Although the guy right now that you would take out of the rotation is Arrighetti. Holy crap.
Oh, my gosh.
The American League Pitcher of the Month has just been awful. He's awful right now. What the hell happened?
Four straight bad starts for him. The whole month has been awful.
Incredible. What the hell happened to him? How in the world do you go from pitcher of the month to one of the worst pitchers in baseball in four games? Holy crap. One of the stories is Imai, 11 strikeouts. I know he gave up three runs, but he did have a quality start, and he had 11 strikeouts. And then Kai Wei Tang battled yesterday, which was really, really nice to see. He gave up just one earned run in six innings pitch, much needed. And Josh Hader looks great. 9 pitches, 2 strikeouts, and just mowed him down.
8 strikes. Yeah. Like, he's throwing strikes, too. He went upstairs with a high heater up and away that they chased, had no chance. It's a little different if when you add together Okert, and right now you're able to just skip Brian Abreu. You got Okert King. You have to skip him. He's the worst bullpen pitcher you have, probably. Okert, King, and Hader right now is a tough out. It's a tough out right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jeremy Pena, you got Jeremy showing up a little bit. Yordan's doing what Yordan does. It is they're keeping it interesting. The Astros are keeping it interesting, and that's all you can do in the middle of June. And no one's going to run away with this division. That's just very clear.
Yeah. No, it's not.
Mariners spent a bunch of money in there.
Oh, did you? Oh, and by the way, everybody, they were told, everybody who's calling about Pena or Walker, shut up. Do not even call, because we ain't trading. As a matter of fact, not only are we not trading them, we're trading for help. Yeah, so you can stop already with the calls about can we get Christian Walker or Jeremy Pena, because that ain't happening. That was something that I learned this weekend. And you learned something this weekend as well. And about a half hour from now, you will be telling us what that is and what did you learn this weekend in one sentence. That is something that out. Now, I learned that Lance has a stuffed up nose, but there's a reason he has a stuffed up
nose.
Well,
I also have a cold. So the cold and the recovery is I picked a bad time to get a legitimate heckling cold. But I went to Dr. Kaplan and Kaplan Sinus Relief, and what a difference this is going to make. I'm very, very excited. Had the balloon sinuplasty. He's one of the pioneers of that, where they go in, they can inflate balloons. It clears out all of your sinuses. And this is going to be something that changes the game for a lot of people who have had bad sinus issues, constant headaches. You can't get rid of it. It's just something you live with now, right? It's something you live with. I don't live with it anymore. Now, there's a process now where the recovery process is swelling inside. So day three and day four, there's a little bit of swelling, but it's I'm taking all my meds. Everything's coming down. I also have my deviated septum corrected. One of our longtime listeners is in my direct messages asking about that, because it's a major issue for him. I talked to my dad. My dad said he had that procedure done, but he had to have it done with stents and packing the nose, and he said it was terrible. This procedure is not that at all. This procedure doesn't have the stents, doesn't have the packed nose. It's nothing like that. So, look, if you need an ear, nose, throat doctor who is going to be able to get in there and change, you know, change everything for the better, whether it's your deviated septum, your sinus cavity, or maybe it's just working with you on your allergies, or maybe ears, throat, because they are a total ENT, you know, operation. It's Kaplan Sinus Relief. Highly recommend. They do a great job, great bedside manner, and just very, very efficient. 713-903-8049. It's right there off of Greenbrier. Very easy to get to off of 59. 713-903-8049. Call them today for your consultation, and they will take you through the whole process. KaplanSinusRelief.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Just as an aside, did you see this Chronicle article?
Which one?
It says, food and drink. Bucky's chopped brisket sandwich is $8. A Houston Deli's is $2.39. Do you know what Houston Deli that is?
Jason's?
Pete's Fine Meats and Deli.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't even realize that.
They got a big write-up in the Chronicle.
That's
huge.
That's stealing. You can get a couple of those and you're set to go.
$2.39? Are you kidding me? Way to go, Michael. Pete's Fine Meats. Go grab your $2.39 brisket. Oh, by the way, I hope you heard, their brisket is incredible.
Yeah. He does Wagyu. He has Wagyu brisket. Cal will go in there and get brisket from him. He always gets Wagyu. I'm going to guess Cal does a pretty good brisket.
Yeah, I'll bet Cal does. You know why? He's a smoker. Cal is a smoker. There's no question about that. He can smoke it.
Yeah. No, so Michael's got, I don't even know, like sometime I'll go in there and get a burger or get a, he's got a Philly cheesesteak that's really good in there as well. I go in there for my steaks and pork chops and all that stuff, but sometimes I just want to eat. Sometimes I just want to eat. And at 10 o'clock, when you and I get off, and we're looking for like lunch, early lunch, he's one of the ones you can get early lunch at.
Yep. Awesome. All right. For those of you that, I mean, Father's Day means U.S. Open Golf. And what looked like just a blowout on Saturday turned into a hell of a match on Sunday. And Wyndham Clark ended up with, boy, and he had to fight. Scottie Scheffler played with him, and he was like, man, I've seen a lot of crowds, and I've had some against me, but everybody, yeah, they were cheering when his ball was rolling off
out.
The green.
Did you read this article where they were getting kicked out for yelling, get in the bunker?
Get in the bunker.
Like, they were really heckling him, and there were people, there were groups who were kicked out of the U.S. Open because they were openly mocking and cheering against Wyndham Clark.
Yeah. Yeah, and I
was reading, why is he the villain? Well, I guess he tore up last year. He tore up the locker room.
Oakmont, yeah. Yep. And Oakmont has the Open again, I think in 30. I forget when it is, 30, 31. And they said he's not allowed to come back. It'll be interesting to see because he's obviously going to have an exemption for it.
He's like a band who tore up a hotel?
Yeah, he just tore. And somebody, I played, well, we were having breakfast at the tournament this weekend, and this guy said, yeah, I was there last week. He said, and the locker room is still somewhat torn up. It's like an historic locker room, old, everything was. And he just beat the snot out of the locker room. And he said there are still remnants you can see of where what he did to it. And this is Oakmont. This is like historic and wonderful. And dude just went ape nuts on it. And he's banned from there. It'll be interesting to see what happens with that. But, you know, dude, you won the Open a couple of years ago. You're not going to win it every time. What are you doing beating up the locker room?
Right.
I mean, control yourself a little bit. Goodness gracious. And anyone, no, he's not beloved anyway in the golf world. And it showed, and especially New Yorkers, you know them.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of Knicks jerseys out there getting kicked out. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see what Oakmont does when he comes back. He'll probably have to do some charity work. He'll have to apologize. He'll have to do all kind. Maybe pay for it. I don't know if he's paying for it now or what, but whatever the case may be.
Did Chalamet and Ben Stiller scream at him from
yeah, they were.
Were they yelling at him? Get in the bunker!
Stephen A. Yeah.
Stephen A. was out there yelling at him.
Yeah, yeah.
All those Knicks fans.
Spike, all of them.
Spike, yeah.
Yeah. Jerry Seinfeld. Who does this to a locker room? Yeah, that's what he was. Yeah, that's what. That locker room hates you. So that all happened. Wyndham Clark ends up winning by one. Sam Burns played beautifully and made it a match. But in the end, the guy who led, I know a guy who put 400 on it, won 20,000. He was 50 to 1 to win it before the tournament.
Wow,
400 won him 20,000.
Wow,
how's that?
Yeah,
that's not too bad. That's not a bad little take home, 20 large. Yeah, and that happened. In the meantime, a lot of any of the other Egypt won its first ever match, which was nice.
Mo Salah got in the net a couple
times. I was watching that game. Yep.
You've got Jeremy Doku is taking on water because he's already said he was going to leave the World Cup and go be at the birth of his first child, which is caused a lot of people to be upset. But then I guess a bigger deal for a lot of people is he missed yesterday's match, said he was sick, and he faced it was 0-0. Belgium looks old. They look old and sleepy. But so one of their better players he already said he would leave the World Cup to go be at the birth of his son, son or daughter. That didn't sit well with a lot of people. And I was thinking about this. Like, it's easy for people to say, and I'm not saying it's wrong or right. I'm just saying, you know, the argument, this is your first child. You're going to go be at the birth of your first child and this, that, and the other. This is the World Cups, right? This is the Super Bowl. Now, it's not the finals, but let's just say it was. Would you be upset if the Texans were... I wonder if the same people who are saying things like that, let's just say they're Texans fans saying, you guys need to chill out because that guy, this is the birth of his child. You never have that. What if that happened when C.J. Stroud was quarterbacking for the Texans and his wife was set to give birth the night before the Super Bowl? where would you be with that?
Texans I would be playing the
they wouldn't be happy.
Freaking game.
There wouldn't be one fan that'd be happy about that.
No.
So it's easy to talk about it when it's not your guy in a certain moment.
Right.
If it was that moment, now you can also, you say, look, we're giving you some of that Pitocin or whatever. We're slowing this sucker down. You can also slow down. You can say, let's slow this thing down for about 48 hours.
You know what? You're going to see that kid for the rest of your life. Just go play the game.
I mean, I wish you're, that's a very accurate,
you got a thought
an
on
accurate
this?
Statement.
You want to be a human being and be like, you know what, man, I get it. It's, you're never going to have that experience of watching your first child be born or being around. You want to be there for your significant other and the mom. That's the human way to go about it. But as a fan, you're going to be selfish because fans are selfish. Like, I don't really care about your personal life. It's pretty much how a fan operates. I only care if it doesn't affect how you play on the field. You want to have a kid, cool. But don't let it affect my life, how my enjoyment. So go out and play. That's how fans treat things. I would hope like, you know what, I get it. That's your child. You want to be there. And then and the other part of my brain goes, perhaps you should have planned better. You knew the World Cup was coming.
Sometimes you don't plan.
You should have tried to plan this
sometimes
better.
Sometimes it just happens. I don't know if you heard.
No.
Especially with your wife.
No, this is what I said. I'm not saying it's reasonable, but if you are a fan, you go, hey, you knew the World Cup was coming.
I'm just saying a lot of the same people who
sometimes
are talking like that.
Passion takes over.
Hey, I don't need that. I want the passion of you scoring a goal. You know how passionate I am when you score a goal?
Well, so this whole thing is relatively new. There was a time a man was never, ever, ever in the room. Okay, the midwife would come, you go sit out there and wait, and then the baby's born and you go in. That was happening. In 1993, David Williams, a regular season game he missed.
Houston Oilers.
It was called Babygate because he was a tackle, and he wasn't going to be there for that regular season game.
This is one of the original gates, by the way.
It was one of the original, after Watergate. Well, 93 was a ways after that.
Yeah, it was, but we didn't call everything a gate back then.
Yeah, right. It was baby gate. And David Williams missed the game, and everybody was up in arms that he could miss a regular season game. Now we're talking about, what, World Cup, Super Bowl, and you're going to miss it? I mean, this is a relatively new thing that dads are in the room. I mean, as far as the history of the world, dads were never present, ever present, until 40 years ago, maybe. And then they're in the room, and now it's the biggest life-changing experience ever.
It was the most stressful. It was when Alec was born, it was super stressful. When Drake was born, it was stressful. It's stressful being in the room. And then, you know, once they do C-sections, it's different. But I don't know. I just know that a lot of the same people who are jumping on everyone else for having an issue with, and I'm not saying it's wrong or right, whatever your opinion is on Doku, it's ultimately his life. But if you had a major event, and make no mistake about it, the World Cup is an enormous event in the country. It's enormous. If you had an NBA Game 6, an elimination game, if you had a Game 7 in a World Series, if you had a Super Bowl or AFC Championship game, and one of your best players didn't play,
well,
you'd flip out if you were a fan.
Well, if it was James Harden, I would hope that he was having a baby. You know right. What? James, isn't there anything you can attend instead of elimination game?
I know.
And here's the thing with Doku. I don't know if this crossed his mind, but he might have seen the first couple matches and think, we got this. We're going to be through. I can head out. Because they had Egypt, and yesterday they had Iran. Belgium, historically, would believe we can beat these.
He not playing in match one either?
He played in match one, didn't play in match two. Okay. But I'm saying he probably might have thought, you know what? We can win these first two. I can go and come back for the knockout round. Instead, his team can't score goals. And he doesn't
haven't scored yet.
They haven't scored one on their own. They've had an own goal. That's the only goal
they
that's gone.
They haven't scored on their own in over 300 international minutes.
And they keeping track of the minutes with the little score bug. They show you, hey, at times, they'll just flip it. Hey, Belgium hasn't scored a World Cup goal in 344 minutes. So I think that could play a part. He thought maybe this would be old. We would be through. I can go see my child being born, then come back. Instead, they're desperate to win, and he ain't going to be there for it.
All right, we got a break. Glenn Davis coming up at the top of the hour. What did you learn this weekend?
Look at this, John. We got
about 14 minutes right here on ESPN 97.5. So we need a quick break here.
In the chat, John. Better. What is better, a new car or a new baby? But they both have good smells, like new baby smells.
New car smells a good smell. Well,
too,
once you put the powder on the baby, it smells good.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
yeah. Yeah.
Otherwise, there's all you got to clean it first because it's all kinds of stuff on.
See, somebody Keith says my dad was off buying a truck the day I was born. That's how it was.
Yeah.
You're like, what?
Yeah.
Because there was probably no cell phones.
I was hungover, and then I went to work right after Frankie was born.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They had to tend to you instead of your wife.
Yeah, right. And listen. They tend to all your needs at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Love the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Especially since they put in the DraftKings Sportsbook, it's just as good as it gets. Because it used to be, they didn't have the sports book there. And it was, you know, oh, well, Vegas is better. You got a sports book. Now you got a sports book there. It's a Vegas, it's style casino. The hotel is beautiful. It's wonderful. The casino is great. You can't tell the difference. When you're sitting in that casino versus a Vegas casino, you can't tell the difference. You just can't. It's the same. Then you've got the sports book, which is excellent. And if you haven't seen it, it's unbelievable with the TVs. It's one of the best places to watch a game, period, even without the betting windows. But the betting windows are there. You've got a golf course that's awesome. You've got 12 restaurants. What do you need? Okay, you got it all right there. You're going to get your game on. You've got a concert venue with all kinds of great shows coming, comedians and music. You catch your World Cup there, catch your baseball there. Football season is coming up. Make your reservations. Let's go. Get to the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. GoldenNuggetLC.com. GoldenNuggetLC.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Offer.
It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5. Gilbert is on the line. And is there a better way to start the week than Gilbert telling us?
Tal Smith, secretary, where's Eric? Will, where's Will? Mad at the Astros.
Yeah, Tal Smith,
secretary. Secretary, where's Will?
Lori? Is it Lori?
I don't care. You'll find out in a second.
Where's Will? All right, where's Will? Gilbert, what's going on?
Not much anyway. Yeah, we'll anyway.
Well, we don't know that. That's what we're asking.
Tell the car right now. It's 713-780-3776. Will, please call me right now. See, you're going to make me a steak. I missed my steak last Friday.
Gilbert, give the number again.
713-780-3776.
That's right. He's correct.
Right. That's right. Yep.
All right. Well, we're now just a messaging service. So if you'd like to bring Gilbert a steak, Will, one very specific listener, just feel free to do that. But we've got no calls now, right now, Gilbert. So it looks like that's a.
Yeah, he's not calling right now for some reason. I don't know why. Why isn't Will calling?
Anything baseball related or sports related you got for us, Gilbert?
What'd you say?
Do you have anything sports related today?
Yeah, the Astros gonna get 500 before the All-Star game.
Oh, that's actually newsworthy. That's pretty good. Gonna be 500, John. You said that, and then you backed off of it, and you said it wasn't gonna happen. And now that Gilbert's saying it, do you feel a little?
Now I feel like it's a great.
Feel a little stronger about it.
Absolutely. I am. I'm all about that 500 by the All-Star break, even before the All-Star break. How about that? Yeah, that's. The Astros, they're just winning series now. The problem is, one of the problems, though, is that the Toronto had a rainout yesterday. So Dylan Cease, how about this matchup today? Dylan Cease against Hunter Brown. That's going to be pretty good. And unfortunately, Dylan Cease was supposed to pitch yesterday, and we were going to get Shane Bieber, I believe, tonight. But he's going to be in game two now. And so, but Mike Burrows is pitching. I thought Mike Burrows was going
to... I thought we were done with him.
I thought we were, yeah, he was going to the bullpen. I don't know why. What the hell happened there?
Hey, does that say who I think it says on line one?
Is that Will?
Say Will or no? Who is that? Who is that, Dell? It is Will. Okay, Will. Will Gilbert was specifically referencing you. He had a very strong message for you. So Will
is Gilbert gone?
No, Gilbert's never gone.
Okay.
Hey guys.
Hey Will, what's going on?
Gilbert something. Hey guys, I'm going to bring Gilbert something. I'm going to set down some boundaries though. He's got to have sports takes. He can't ask for me every time.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have a little talk with him. We'll make sure he gets on track. Talks about the Astros, Texans coming up for here pretty soon.
Did you hear that, Gilbert? So, you can't just call in and say, where's Will? Where's my steak? You have to be talking sports.
Yeah, Will going to come bring my steak Friday. Okay. Had a bad weekend anyway. The power went off again.
Oh, no.
Again, the power went off for you?
Oh, no.
Yeah, go watch the Astros game anyway.
Yeah, that's kind of a sports take, I guess.
Okay. All right, maybe Friday. You can count on it.
How about that?
Maybe Friday.
There it is.
Okay, Friday, you're going to bring me a steak, okay?
Wow. He said maybe Friday.
I did. Last time I said I was going to, and I did.
Yep, he did.
Monday, Friday. And bring your
Let me tell you something, Will.
And bring Michaela with you, you know.
Who? Michaela?
Will's friend.
Will, you brought a friend?
Well, I brought my girlfriend, yeah, Mark.
That's a mistake.
That's a poor choice, Will. So you brought her, and so Gilbert remembers her name?
Yeah, Michaela.
Yep. So go ahead and bring her too, Will. Bring him a steak and bring him your girlfriend.
Side of fries and Michaela.
And a Dr. Pepper, corn on the cob, girlfriend.
Yeah.
Bring that corn on the cob and bring me a steak anyway.
How about your girlfriend?
How about bring me a steak?
Could you please?
Thank you, anything?
Bring a what?
Never mind.
We're just doing, yeah.
Maybe we're trying to help out.
Thank yous and pleases.
Maybe make
that's
a request
all.
As opposed to an order.
Please,
I don't know.
And thank you.
Thanks, Will. Good luck. We got to go. We got What Have You Learned?
Yeah, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence? Coming up next.
I learned Gilbert remembered his girlfriend's name.
Something that you learned this weekend, and you can share it with the group. 713-780-37. You get one sentence. That's it. Lance is not good. Lance has been part of it, and he's not good at this.
I got a good one. I actually wrote it in my phone.
You'll be better at it than Lance.
I've got a good one this week.
713-780-3776. You got more than one sentence to talk about Taqueria Zarandas.
Good. Taqueria Zarandas is where they had a huge watch party for the U.S. on Friday. It was a great spot. Heard a lot of great things about it. I had to chill out of my house when I was recovering, but I plan on getting to the next one. That should be a lot of fun. You know, they're having watch parties every single time for Mexico and for the U.S., and it has been a party in each of those and every single match so far. Next one up is the 24th. So at 8 p.m., Taqueria Zarandas, the location in Humble off of 59, is going to have the Mexico watch party. And then the very next day, the 25th, the Taqueria Zarandas at Southmore Avenue in Pasadena. Get down, Dina, is going to have the U.S. watch party. So if you're in Pasadena, you say, you radio guys never have anything. We got a watch party coming up this just right around the corner on the 25th. You got it in just a few days. You're going to have that watch party in Pasadena with the U.S. soccer team, 7 p.m. Taqueria Zarandas, your location for breakfast, for lunch, for dinner, for a great time, beers, margaritas, and it's a great place to watch your World Cup soccer. They invite you in not just for the watch parties for Mexico and for the U.S., but for all the matches. You can catch them all right there. It's a really good spot to post up and enjoy yourself with friends. Locations all over the city of Houston, TaqueriaZarandas.com.
Houston's independent voice for sports, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. It's What Did You Learn This Weekend in One Sentence? We got to go fast because we got Glenn Davis at the top of the hour, but we can get plenty of them in here. As soon as somebody gets off, you get in. 713-780-3776. I will start. What I learned this weekend is that Geno Smith is allegedly not great at parenting, and he likes to play Call of Duty.
Yes. What I learned this weekend is that Busta Rhymes, one of his favorite songs growing up was My Sharona by The Knack.
Okay. Dale, did you learn anything this weekend?
I learned stuff, but I don't care enough to say it because we got to get through these calls.
Okay. Okay, you learned stuff. You just don't want to share it. Because
we got some people to get to.
All right, what are the people?
Let's start with Mito. Mito, what have you learned?
Hey, Mito.
Hey, I learned that Jose Carlos Altuve has more home runs than Derek Sanderson Jeter. Fuck you, Yankees fans.
Ooh. Our guy's better than Jeter. It's official.
Better than Jeter.
I already thought that. Didn't need that confirmation.
It's official now, though. It's really inarguable.
Yeah. Family man, great individual, and a great pro. Mm-hmm. Jeter did some stuff, too, but whatever. Let's get to Ocho. Ocho, what have you learned?
Yeah, check this out. I learned that it's possible the U.S. soccer team could play England in Philadelphia on the 4th of July.
Wow. How great would that be?
They don't like hearing this, but they've never beat us in a World Cup. Now, there have been a couple ties, but they've never beat us despite their superiority complex. Let's get to Phil. Phil, what have you learned?
I learned that goalkeepers in soccer, much like goalies in hockey, tend to get burned when they don't stay in their crease. I don't know if it's called crease. But
yep.
It's just called the – it's not called a crease, but he's talking about the Uruguay goalkeeper. Cape Cabo Verde, 2-2. Got another point. Let's move to Bob. Bob, what have you learned?
I learned that if I was Wyndham Clark after sinking that putt on the 18th, I would have shown the New York crowd double rods all the way from the 18th green to the score shack.
Yeah. Yeah. He, man, allegedly it was bad. Scotty said he played with him. And then Brandel Chamblee said, I've never seen an American player being treated so poorly on American soil. Who's next?
Let's move to Tommy. Tommy, what have you learned?
Hey, guys, more Wyndham Clark. I learned that Wyndham Clark has a piece that will definitely lead to his demise on the PGA Tour.
Good on him. Well, I mean, come on.
Golfers do pretty well.
Yeah. Golfers should do pretty well.
Golfers do pretty well.
Yeah. The money that he's making, he's not a good-looking guy.
Huh? Oh, okay.
Yeah. He better be. He better be pulling.
It helps.
I bet. Let's move to Garrick. Garrick, what have you learned?
Good morning, gents. I went to Nick's place for the first time, so I learned that Nick's place is a great place to watch the World Cup at.
Awesome place to watch the World Cup.
It is.
Are you kidding? Awesome.
It's very compact. And there's
you get the calzone to die for?
So many TVs. Oh. All around. You can look anywhere you want and find a game
and you'll
watch.
See a TV.
There it is.
There actually is a problem.
We don't have time for your sides right now.
We don't have time for that.
Let's move to Keith. Keith, what have you learned?
I learned this weekend that if you're not in the playoff rotation for the Oklahoma City Thunder, you're going to be traded away for a couple of washing machines and a sack of potatoes.
Yep. Okay. Got to save money. Aaron Wiggins to the Hawks. Let's move to Peter. Peter, what have you learned?
Morning, guys. I learned that anytime a bunch of Jeep owners get together, there's also a lot of tow trucks ready.
I don't know the reference.
Basically, they break down is what he's saying, I guess.
And they're teetotalers?
He said cheap owner. Did he say teetotalers or cheap owners?
I don't know.
I'd have to listen back.
I don't know what he said.
But I did hear about the tow trucks. Let's get to Elliot. Elliot, what have you learned?
I learned this weekend that a bender on Coors Lights can help you meet a chick and make her like you, then turn around and make the same chick hate you within a matter of 24 hours.
Wow. Well done.
Well played, sir. You did good. Got rid of her in a day. That's not bad.
Did he want to get rid of her?
You don't know.
That's why I asked.
That's right.
I don't know what
I asked. Well, he had one sentence, and he couldn't get that in as well. By the way, Keith, what did you want to get for a guy that's not in the rotation? What did you want? To get Giannis for him or what?
Well, Aaron Wiggins is a good player, and they would have kept him. It's just that they have a high bill that they need to reduce. So trading him saved them millions and millions of dollars. That was what that was for.
If he was that great, we'll see how good a player he is.
He's been a good player for them, but once the playoffs rolled around, they have so many good players that he fell out. I imagine he'll help the Hawks, but he cost too much for the Thunder. I think they saved upwards of, I don't know, maybe $40 million, maybe more to get him off the book because of the taxes.
Here,
and stuff.
Whatever.
It might have been more than that, actually.
Yeah.
We are done.
I remember we traded Brock Osweiler and gave them our second round pick. Sometimes to get rid of something, you have to pay or not get much in return.
People were like praising Rick Smith. Hey, that's actually pretty good. Rick only had to give up a second rounder to get rid of that money.
Yeah, to get rid of that money. Yeah, Sashi took that.
So Bobby Marks says the trade reduced their number by $152 million.
Wow.
Oh, sorry, no. It was at 213. It got reduced to 152. So still a good chunk that they saved by trading.
Absolutely. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
They're going to trade. They may get rid of a couple of
guys. What did you want to get for them?
No, I just think he likes the transaction. There's some thought that they may have to trade Lu Dort, too.
Really?
To get him off the books.
I don't want Dort.
Oh, bye. Bye to him, too. All right. Nice job, people. Well done. Glenn Davis will be here next. He gets more than one sentence when he comes on. So keep on listening. We'll talk about the U.S. win and what's in their future, and we'll also talk about everything else that happened over the weekend. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5.